The OIII dollar lambda $5,007 equivalent width distribution at Z dollar sim $2, the redshift evolution of the extreme emission line galaxies, by Kristin N. K. Boyett et al. We determine the OIII La Meta BDA 5007 equivalent width U distribution of 1.700 lower thans lower than 2.274 rest frame UV selected M underscore UV lower than 19 star forming galaxies in the Goods North and South fields. We make use of deep HDUV broadband photometry catalogs for selection and 3DHSTWFC3IR GRISM spectra for measurement of line properties. The OIII La Meta BDA 5007U distribution allows us to measure the abundance of extreme emission line galaxies EELGs within this population. We model a log normal distribution to the OIII La Meta BDA 5007 rest frame equivalent widths of galaxies in our sample, with location parameter Materu equals 4.24 p meter 0.07 and variance parameter Sigma Terra equals 1.33 p meter 0.06. This U distribution has a mean OIII La Meta BDA 5007U of 168 p meter 1 ra. The fractions of Z approximator at light year 2 rest UV selected galaxies with OIII La Meta BDA 5007 EWs greater than 500, 750 and 1000 ra are measured to be 6.8 carat plus 1.0 underscore minus 0.9%, 3.6 carat plus 0.7 underscore minus 0.6%, and 2.2 carat plus 0.5 underscore minus 0.4% respectively. The EELG fractions do not vary strongly with UV luminosity in the range minus 21.6 lower than M underscore UV lower than minus 19.0 considered in this paper, consistent with findings at higher redshifts. We compare our results to Z approximator at light year 5 and Z approximator at light year 7 studies where candidate EELGs have been discovered through Spitzer, IRAC colors, and we identify rapid evolution with redshift in the fraction of star-forming galaxies observed in an extreme emission line phase arise by a factor approximator at light year 10 between Z approximator at light year 2 and Z approximator at light year 7. This evolution is consistent with an increased incidence of strong bursts in the galaxy population of the Ryanization era. While this population makes a sub-dominant contribution of the ionizing emissivity at Z approximator at light year EQ2, EELGs are likely to dominate the ionizing output in the Ryanization era. This was the OIII dollar lambda $5,007 equivalent width distribution at Z dollar sim $2, the redshift evolution of the extreme emission line galaxies, by Kristin N. K. Boyett et al.